Chapter 6, Walking Away Money. Never look back, kid. March gathered his nerve. He knew the drill. He'd watched Alfie do it a few times when they came a little too close to getting caught. March went around the small apartment, gathering up toothpaste and brushes and t-shirts and magazines and tossing them in the garbage bags Alfie always kept. He threw any clothes and shoes. They didn't have much. When they worked on a job, they packed a suitcase. Still, even the suitcase would be too much to carry. He leaned over to twist the last bag shut. One of Alfie's shoes was at the top, and for a moment, March couldn't see straight. The shoe was just as much his father as a face on a smile, and closing up the bag was like shutting a coffin. He stuffed it down out of sight. He walked quietly out of the flat and three blocks down and five blocks over to a construction site. Alfie always picked an apartment that was near major construction, just in case they needed to throw evidence away. He tossed the garbage bag in the dumpster. Back at the apartment, he went to the closet and took out Alfie's jacket, navy flannel, custom tailored, purchased in London on German Street. March was a tall for an almost 13-year-old. But the sleeves were too long, and he rolled them up. He stuck his hand in a pocket and just came up with a piece of licorice. He felt alongside of the lining. There was a snap there that concealed a hidden pocket. He put the moonstone inside. Then he reached for the getaway packs. Every thief keeps a getaway pack. It's a simple duffel or backpack with enough to get out of town. Just one bag with the right items in case the police are knocking at the front door and you have to leave by the window. Alfie had a small nylon duffel, and March had a backpack. He knew what was in his: a change of clothes, a fake passport, about 200 euros, a disposable cell phone, a toothbrush. March dumped out the contents of Alfie's duffel on the bed. Fake passport, prepaid cell phone. He grabbed the kit containing toothpaste and soap. He unzipped the top, searched behind the lining, and slid out some bills, American dollars and euros. Total, $5,000. They couldn't buy him a new life, but it could take him pretty far. Thanks, Pop. There were also items he hadn't expected. A paperback book. Alfie wasn't much of a reader. A pack of playing cards, a key attached to a touristy New York City keychain. Maybe Alfie had a lease on their next apartment somewhere. New York City? Maybe, or maybe he just had a stray keychain. He never told March where they were going until they were in the train station or at the airport. March used to think that was fun. Alfie never planned too far ahead. Maybe if he'd been more of a planner, he would have left his son with more than a getaway pack to start over. But Alfie never thought he'd get caught. He'd had a backup plan for every job, just not the job of father. March picked up the paperback, The Moonstone by Wilkie Collins, some guy who had been dead for over 100 years. That was weird. Alfie read newspapers for news and magazines and websites for tips on what jewels celebrities owned. It was amazing, the information this dad could glean from those fancy home design magazines. The ones that showed rooms full of furniture, but also windows, doors, and room layouts of the rich and famous. March rifled through the book, and a sheet of paper fell out. It was a list in Alfie's handwriting. 1. Particle Zoo. 2. Room Service. 3. Vacuum Packed. 4. 5. Surfing Murph. 6. Wet Paint. 7. Plastic Replica. Imaginary band names? March took out his mystified anger on the paper, folding it in quarters and creasing it sharply with a fingernail. He tucked it into the pocket of his jeans. He tossed the book back on the bed. A bookmark fell out. It was a business card. Printed on the front was The Stick and Rag Players. Guerrilla Spectacular. Coming to an abandoned space near you. Stick, rag, Alfie'd said. That was what he meant? Seemed funny that his father would tell him about some group of oddball performers with his last breath. Talk to me, Pop. What is all this crazy stuff? Getaway packs are supposed to have just enough to get out. Are you trying to tell me something? No answer. Just the faint sounds of a sleeping city coming to life outside the window. Scrawled on the back of the business card was a street address in Amsterdam, a date, and a time, 10 p.m. The date was tomorrow. March looked out the window at the pink blush on the gray clouds. No, today. He glanced at the getaway packs, tossed on the bed. He knew that this random stuff had to mean something. It wasn't like Alfie to overpack. He hadn't left these things as a guide for his son, but somehow they would have to be. He could walk out the door right now. Amsterdam Central Station was only blocks away. He could pick a destination, hop on a train, figure out his next step as the miles took him far away. Or he could find out what Alfie had been up to.